If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Nintendo PowerCast. We're doing part 5 for The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Ask the Developer. And this one, I think you guys are going to really enjoy. Part 5 starts off by saying, if players think they can do it, they can. Starts with, you mentioned that every player will have a different experience with the game. However, given this degree of freedom, some of the abilities may be used in ways contrary to the developer's intentions. Do you have any concerns about that? Fuji Bayashi says, I wouldn't worry too much about that. The programmers have made sure these features won't cause issues on the system side. And the gameplay is designed so that players can freely create whatever comes to mind, just like an experiment. We'd rather our players surprise us by creating something we've never even thought of. Dota. This can be said for previous title, but we've placed more importance on creating a game that enables players to do exactly what they think they can do, rather than how we want them to play the game. Fuji Bayashi says, because once we define how we want players to play the game, it ends up becoming more and more linear. We once had a place with stacks of crates that couldn't be moved, but we decided to make them movable because we knew our players would definitely be disappointed if they couldn't move them. Since then, for any objects we don't want players to move, our designers have put ropes around them or covered them with a cloth to symbolize they can't be moved. A lot of attention has been given to details like these. And they show a picture here too, if you're only listening, and you'll be able to tell what is a movable object and what is not. And it looks like there's like some wood planks and maybe even some wheels. It gets me so excited. And then the immovable one, it basically has a tarp and ropes over the top of it. And we'll know at that point it's not made for construction. Dota says, by the way, we've placed a lid on every single unbreakable jar and laughs. The more you play a game, the faster your brain processes it. So after a while, your brain starts to automatically sort out what's an enemy, what not to touch, and what to take. For parts of the game that require players to look and make decisions, our designers did a good job creating rules and signs. So I think players will understand what they should do intuitively, even without an explanation. The interviewer then asked, you mentioned that you worked on this game from the perspective of enabling players to do exactly what they think they can do. I recall players of the previous title playing in lots of different ways. Do you ever watch fan-made gameplay videos? I'm excited for these answers, you guys. Anuma says, there were some talks about them among the development team. The direction of giving players the freedom to do anything in this game came about precisely because of the reactions of people who played the last game. I love that. I love that. They're watching what the community is doing, and that's what shaped this. You guys, we are in for such a treat with it. Takazawa says, even though it's been 6 years since the last title was released, many fans will still post drawings, comments, and videos on social media, especially when the team is facing difficulties during development. These things light up the eyes of our staff and make them think, all right, let's show them what we've got. I really want to thank all our fans. This is so amazing to just to get a peek inside their minds and just how dedicated they are, not only to this game, but to us, the fans. Fuji Bayashi says, I totally agree. Our fans have motivated us so much in the development of this game. Thank you so much. And it says, everyone gives a big nod. Anuma says, I have seen some fans say that the Legend of Zelda games make them feel like they're the only player to have to solve the puzzle. And that's what they like about the series. I think letting players come up with their own solutions to puzzles gives them a stronger sense of being the only one to have figured them out than if we got them to use a predetermined solution in a sense. This is something unique to the Legend of Zelda series, and I think it's something that's brought out even more in this title. And that's, I mean, we've talked about that many of times on the Nintendo PowerCast. You know, Crawler's mentioned how he loved being able to figure out puzzles like differently than me. You know, like people would watch me stream and I would at one point I'm like, okay, I know that I probably need some kind of like electric wand or something, but I didn't have one. And I was like, but I don't need to go and look for one, because I was able to essentially make a circuit with the weapons just by laying them down and placing them in a line. And it allowed me to create the circuit that needed to be done without having to, it was either I needed to move a piece that was somewhere else in the dungeon, or I can't remember exactly. It was too long ago, but I remember my stream watching and going, I did not complete that puzzle that way. And I thought that was so cool because it gave me that very feeling of like, did anybody else do it this way? Or was this just the way I figured it out? And that's a great feeling, and it makes it a lot of fun. The interviewer says, thank you very much. I feel your passion for development of not just this title, but the series in general. Now to wrap up the interview, could you tell us what you want players to pay close attention to and what you've particularly focused on in this game? Well, Kai says, for me, it's the expression of realism in the game. For example, the sense of distance created as a player moves away from a nearby sound and it becomes increasingly hazy and echoey, disappearing into other ambient sounds. Ever since the previous title, we've been developing our games to provide a surround sound experience, and you can enjoy it with headphones or stereo speakers. We hope you'll notice these details. I heard some of our development staff saying, just chilling by the sea makes me feel relaxed. I wish I could listen to that sound forever. Laughs. We hope you'll have fun playing around and finding your way to enjoy the game sounds like in this example. Takazawa says, as for the design and the art of the core elements of this title, such as the civilization, the motifs have been completely redesigned from those of the previous title, which were inspired by ancient Japanese culture. At the same time, all of our designers have focused on, once again, building a completely original supernatural imagery while creating a mysterious atmosphere that's existed in Japan since ancient times. We'd like you to take time to enjoy our adventure in this new and different world that's filled with this somewhat mysterious yet refreshing energy. And please look forward to a Hyrule that's both familiar and changed since the previous game, including its expanded new world. Also, don't forget to check out new characters and enemies, as well as how familiar faces have changed and grown. We hope you'll enjoy interacting with various elements created around the theme of hands that we discussed earlier in the interview.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm so excited, you guys. I just keep getting more and more stoked. Dota says, as was the case with the previous game, the best scenario would be for players to start playing at the same time, and when they get together later, they realize that they don't know what each other is talking about because each of them is experiencing something completely different. Even though they're enjoying the same game, they're taking different routes, doing different things in their own ways, and when they ask each other how far they've gotten, each learns for the first time about what the other is playing. And I hope there'll be conversations between players like this. I never knew there was such a thing, or I didn't know there was such a place, again, in this title. And that, I mean, one of the beauties of Breath of the Wild was that very thing right there. And even when they first introduced being able to track on the map where you'd been, that was something that was like completely revolutionary. And then seeing like there were areas that I had not even been to on the map yet. that kind of blew my mind that the map was so huge. I hadn't even seen all the places. And the conversations, even, you know, the conversation with people of, did you see this, or did you find that shrine, or did you, you know, again, the exact conversations they're wanting, we were having, and I believe we'll have again. Fuji Bayashi says, in the early stages of development on this title, we received comments from fans saying that they wish they could forget everything about The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild and play it for the first time again. The feeling you get when the game starts and the world opens up, the moment you're about to embark on an epic adventure, the encounters with powerful enemies, and the excitement when you reach the ending in The Legend of Zelda, or when you reach the ending. In The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, we've tried our best to ensure players can experience those feelings as much as or more than in previous titles. I'm confident that fans will recapture that same feeling and hope you'll look forward to that. That's such an incredible line, you guys. How many times as gamers have we said, I wish I could wipe my memory and go back and play that game again? I hear it often. I think we all do. There are those games for us that we're like, and Breath of the Wild definitely being one of those. I would love to go back and just play that game again. And the fact that they're taking that kind of feedback, taking that to heart, and then giving us, I mean, yes, we are going into the same world, but they don't take it lightly. They're basically looking at what they weren't able to do in the first game, and in a sense, kind of George Lucasing it, if you will, you know, giving it that Star Wars treatment, the special editions, if you will, but kind of taking it to an entirely new level. And we're just a few hours away, and we're going to be experiencing it all very soon, and I cannot wait. It says, and last but not least, Anuma-san, do you have any comments for the fans? Anuma, I wonder how many times I've played the game to debug it. I've played this game from start to finish about 20 times, and I can say that it's more fun with detours, even more so than in the previous game. When testing the game, I sometimes needed to rush ahead to clear the story, but later on, I started to go off on side paths. I realized it's a whole different game. He laughs. Some discoveries made me think, wow, you can even do this at this point in the game. Or, wow, you can even do this at this point in the game. Even when sticking things together, there were so many different combinations that even I don't know all of them. I even take some time. But as you may take detours and try out whatever you can at the time, I think you'll be able to enjoy the game in your very own way. So don't head straight for the ending, laughs. I've cleared the game so many times myself, and I've never felt bored once. You have my word. Over 20 playthroughs. And he has not felt bored yet. The last part of the interview here says, I look forward to discovering lots of new things in the further expanded land of Hyrule. Thank you very much. This may be the first time that I've ever seen anything like this from Nintendo. And obviously we've seen some behind the scenes stuff before. Mario Kart has a YouTube series out that showcases some of the music from Mario Kart 8. And they did some cool behind the scenes stuff here, for that game. But this, I really, really appreciate this. I love the fact that we get to get a peek inside the minds of the developers behind our favorite games. And this to me just raises the hype level that much more. When I get to hear Anuma said that he's played it 20 times and he has yet to get bored. That's saying something. That is saying something. And I can't wait to jump in. And I know it's crazy to think about because the game's just launching, but I'm already thinking about the DLC. Like when I mentioned the map and I started thinking about the bike and how I could traverse the land with the bike with the DLC from Breath of the Wild. It just immediately, my brain just immediately went to what is the DLC for this game going to be? We'll find out eventually. I'm sure it'll get plenty of support. And who knows? Maybe the DLC will be our main title for this holiday, because as of right now, we don't know of anything. So let me know what you guys thought. If you're watching this on YouTube or just listening to the podcast, you can hit me up in Discord or at N64Josh on Twitter and let me know. What'd you think of these five parts of Ask the Developer for The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom? I really loved it and was just so stoked to be able to share it with you guys. So thanks again for everything, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye now.
We'll be right back.